Hey, Russell Evans here. We're so excited that you've joined us today at Planet Shakers Church. We trust this message will impact and change your life.
I want to speak to you today, really briefly, on the topic, the name of the Lord brings breakthrough. The name of the Lord. Holy Spirit, I ask you to take my words in these next 24 minutes. And I ask that our hearts be open and literally as we get a revelation of your name, the name of God, how powerful it is, that we will see things shift over our lives in the name of Jesus. Amen. Breakthrough, the name of the Lord. Acts chapter 2, verse 21 says, "And it shall come to pass that whoever," everyone say whoever, "whoever calls on the name of the Lord will be saved." Everyone, the Bible doesn't say if you're brought up in church, you can call and that's all who can call. It doesn't say if you're born in a certain family, then you have the right to call. The Bible says whoever calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. Now that word saved is a word sozo. Sozo just doesn't talk about being saved from your sin. How many know Jesus came to seek and save that which was lost? But he hasn't just come to save us from our sin and not save us from other things. So the word sozo there in the Greek means this: to keep safe, to rescue from danger or destruction, to save from suffering, to save from disease, to make well, to heal, to restore to health, to preserve one who's in danger. See, this word sozo, God wants to save you from going to hell and save you into heaven. Save you from yourself and save you into a relationship with God. Heal you, restore you, bring peace and joy to you. God is the Savior, and the Bible says whoever calls on his name will, not may, not, well, I'm not sure, it says will be saved. Is there any people are thankful that you called on his name and you've received sozo saving power? You know, in 2 Samuel, remember we've been talking about David, and there's David and the Philistines, which represents the devil. In John 10:10, the Bible puts it this way: the devil comes to steal, kill, and destroy, but Jesus came to give you life and life more abundantly. Thank God for the "but Jesus" part in our Bible. The devil comes to steal. The Philistines come to take David out because they were scared of his anointing. They weren't scared of him when he was a shepherd boy, but when they discovered he was anointed, the devil wanted to take him out. And David's there and he goes to the stronghold. The Bible says the name of the Lord is a strong tower and the righteous run into it. So you want to live a place of the stronghold of God? It's a place where his name is lifted high. It's a place where his name is revered. It's a place where his name is honored. Where his name is, there is freedom. Where his name is, there is victory. In fact, the Bible says that the demons flee at the mention of his name. Such is the name of God, because the name of God represents the character of God. I love this. When David there went to it, the Bible says he went to Baal Perazim and defeated the Philistines there. "The Lord did it," he exclaimed. He didn't say we did it. He didn't say the army did it. He said, "The Lord did it. He burst through my enemies like a raging flood." So he named the place Baal Perazim, which means the Lord who bursts through. It was a prophetic declaration of what God had done and what God will continue to do, because there came a second time where God burst through. Baal Perazim. God, all through Scripture, particularly in the Old Testament, the names of individuals and people were synonymous. Thank you. It's the fourth service. My brain's not working. Fifth service, sorry. Synonymous.
Synonymous.
Synonymous. The names were synonymous to the character of the individual. Remember? Jacob was called deceiver because he was a deceiver. That was his character. But then he had an encounter with God and God called him Israel, father of nation. Peter, Simon, Reed, has an encounter with God, becomes Peter. On this rock, I will build my church. Revelation. And all through Scripture, there are names that were named because they understood the power of a name. Power of a name. In fact, in Jewish times, in the Old Testament, when they began to write the Torah, they had to get every letter right. And when they spoke about God, in fact, they didn't want to speak about God. They wrote the name of God really, really carefully. Why? Because there was so much honor to His name. In fact, they didn't want to get familiar with God and just speak His name all the time. So they were actually nervous. It was an interesting mindset they had. The good thing about Jesus is He's made an access openly where we can declare the name of God all the time. We just can't get familiar with it. So OMG, oh my God, is so familiar. Now, I'm not saying you shouldn't say it, but when you understand that God's name is powerful. Now, the name of God through Scripture represents His character. For example, and I'll talk about this one time, Jehovah Jireh. The first time that God's name was mentioned as Jehovah Jireh was when He provided a way out for Isaac to be sacrificed by Abraham. And there was a ram caught in the thicket, and that was a place where Jehovah Jireh was mentioned for the first time. The God who provides. It represented His character. So here in the Old Testament and all through Scripture, there's names of God that represent His character. One of the first mentions of God is Elohim, which means He is incredible and powerful and mighty. He is supreme. God, He is supreme. In other words, there is no one bigger than Him. There's no one greater than Him. There's no one more powerful than Him. There's no one more incredible than Him. So watch this. When you praise His name and you worship His name, you are declaring over all your situations, over all the attacks of the enemy, my God is bigger, my God is stronger, my God is supreme, and there's no one who is His equal at all. Not even close. Another name for God is Yahweh. And Yahweh means He exists. You go, wow, that's a weird sort of name to have. He exists. What it's saying is, He is the one who existed before anything. So out of Him, everything was created. So when He is the OG, original God, only God. And He has a bit of gangster in Him against the devil. He doesn't like the devil, so He kicks his butt all the time. Moses was going to set the people of Israel free from bondage from the Egyptians, and God says, go tell Pharaoh to let my people go so they may worship me. And Moses, who has a speech impediment, and he's like, but God, who do I say that has sent me? He says, tell Pharaoh, I am. In other words, there is no one that can compare with I am. Because He exists before, He exists now, He exists in the future. In fact, He outlasts every person. He outlasts every trend. He outlasts everything that the world goes through because He is I am. That's why you can be confident that when you pray to God, He is the rewarder of those who diligently seek Him because He's I am. So another name for God, one of my favorite ones, is this, Yahweh Nissi. The Lord is my banner. In other words, He is above my life. He is who I come under. He is my covering. He is the one that I follow. Because the Lord is my banner means this. It means this. It means this. It means, I said that three times. This name proclaims He is our protection. The Lord is our protector. That's why He says that we come under the shelter of His wings. He's our protector. That's why He can say to Joshua, fear not, fear not, fear not, fear not. Why? Because I am Jehovah Nissi. I am the banner over your life. I am the protector over your life. Isn't it amazing with Job? He said to the devil, you can't take him out. He is our protector. Jehovah Nissi also means He is our leader. We follow Him. He's the one who directs us and guides us and shows us the way. He is our leader. Planet Shakers isn't the leader. I'm not the leader of this church. God is the leader. He is Jehovah our banner, Jehovah Nissi. He's the one who guides and directs. He's the one who saves and sets free. He's the one. He's the one who guided you to a relationship with Him. He is your protector. He is our leader. But that name proclaims that He is our deliverer. I love that. God is our deliverer. You know, sometimes you get yourself into a situation or a situation gets itself around you and you need some deliverance, not just from being delivered from your sin, but maybe the enemies try to ensnare you, try to attack you, try to come against you. And the Bible says in Isaiah 54, no weapon formed against you shall prosper. Every word that's been brought against you will be brought to naught. Why? Because we have a God who is our banner and He is our deliverer. He wants to deliver you. And here's the thing. Deliver isn't just getting you out of stuff. Deliver is giving you stuff. I get texts sometimes. The parcel that you ordered has been delivered. That isn't an attack. That is a gift. So when He's our deliverance, He's a gift giver. He comes and gives you peace. He delivers you from a disturbed mind to a peaceful mind. He delivers you from your enemies, but delivers something in return. He gives you joy, unspeakable and full of glory. He gives you a reason to dance. He gives you a reason to get up in the morning. He is our banner. The Lord is our banner, our protector, our leader, our deliverer. Would you give Him praise? Wow. I love this. But the Bible also says, the Bible says He is Abba Father. He's your dad. So He's not just a supreme, awesome, powerful God that is distant. He says, hey, I am so into relationship. I want a family. That's why He created mankind. He wanted a family. He had angels worshiping Him 24/7 all the time. But He wanted people who had their own mind to make a free will to get into relationship with Him. Because He wants to share with His children. He wants to give. He feels for your situations. He knows how you feel. He's not just a God up there that sits there and goes, come on, come on. No, He's a dad that says, hey, look what I've got for you. Come on. My daughter got engaged a few weeks ago. Yes, I have two feelings, like woohoo and boohoo at the same time. Woohoo, I'm excited. And boohoo, some sucker's taken her out of my house. And you know, the sucker she's marrying, his name's Noah. Now, Noah, when he was born, I didn't give a rip about. I didn't even know him. He was born in some Gold Coast somewhere. Who in the heck is Noah? I didn't care about him when he was five either. Like, yeah.
If I saw him on the street, I'd go, yeah, five-year-old. I wouldn't have any care about him. That's the truth, but no care. You said that's very uncompassionate. Well, look at all the people you walk past and you don't even think about. Don't look at me. Yeah. When he was 12, started playing sport. Well, I didn't care. I didn't care if he was good or not. I didn't even know him. He lived on the Gold Coast. When he was 16, decides to come down to Melbourne. Then he joined our church. Then I cared. But when he started pursuing my daughter, I cared more. Because this guy was potentially my family, which means he becomes my son-in-law. Come on. Not these American corny son-in-love. That's... honestly, that makes me want to vomit. So corny, son-in-love, and my dad-in-love, whatever. No, his name's Noah and my name's Boss. That's all that happened, right? If you're watching online, we love America, but that's corny. Just want you to know. Don't send me an email either. Now, Noah stays at my house on a very regular basis. He's going to marry my daughter. He doesn't stay in her room, just for all you knowing that, because I'd be there with a baseball bat, bash, 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 in love. And now I think about him all the time. I think about how much money he needs to earn. Because I know if he doesn't earn any, Dad, can I have, whatever. I had these shoes given to me. They were, I never buy Gucci shoes. They're too expensive. But some people buy me shoes at times, so that's all right. I received that by faith. And I was given these black Gucci shoes, and I didn't love them, just to be honest with you. Don't tell him that, though. They're sitting in my cupboard, and I'm like, Noah's the same size as me, so I'm going to give him these shoes. Someone just looked at my shoes. They're just white ones, okay? They're pretty good, right? You like them? Well, if you've got a head like this, you've got to get good shoes, okay? I wear bright shoes, so people look at my feet all the time instead of this bald head. And, you know, I find out he doesn't even have a frequent flyer number. So I said, I'll get you that. So I pay for his frequent flyer number. I pay for his meals and hers. I pay. Why? Because he's coming into my family, so he receives my inheritance. Romans 8 says that we are heirs of the living God and we're joint heirs with Christ. And the Bible says, because we cry out to him, Abba, Father, Daddy, Daddy. And here's the good news. Our dad, he's got so much power. Our dad, he's got so much love. Our dad, he's got so much resource. Our dad, he's got so much peace. Our dad, and he says, hey, I care about you, and so I want to share what I've got with you. So when we worship him, it's quite funny. When Noah first came into our family, and Amy's going into the Walker family as well. So that's the power of stuff. And, you know, he would come and he goes, he's very smart, actually. He'd go, someone would ask him, do you want that? And he goes, what do you think, boss? He's smart too. And he goes, do you like it? I go, yeah. He goes, I like it too. Do you like that? No, I don't like that either. And if Amy's giving me attitude, girl, just get it in line, come into submission to your dad. He got the tick every time. I give him anything he wants. If he can get my daughter to submit, that is a miracle. No, it's not. That's not true. I reverse that. Anyone got a plastic bag? No, I just get it. Just joking, joke. I don't get... Anyway, we won't go there. Let's just...
I'm glad I live in Australia and you can't take dogs on planes. I'm happy about that. Amen. All the dog lovers hate me now. I had a dog. His name was Sandy. He was so cute. He had blonde hair. Anyway, I'm just singing about him. Sorry. He's in heaven. You've got... Anyway. How many know that this meeting could go anywhere? Wow. But we have a dad who wants to share with his children. Why do you think the devil lies to you about your identity? Because he wants to put a gap between your relationship with your dad. You know, I would say to my daughter at times, when she was younger, I'd say it still now, but I'd go, Amy, you know you're beautiful? She goes, when she was about 11 and didn't go through her teenage challenges. Thank God she's out of that. Amen. And I would say, Amy, you know you're beautiful? She'd go, yes, Dad. I go, how do you know that? She goes, because you tell me.
Come on.
You see, you get your identity through your relationship with your Heavenly Father. Mm-hmm. That's why we cry, Abba, Father. He's intimate and he wants to release inheritance. Paul and Silas were going to pray. How many know that there's resistance that comes to people who seek God? Why? Because the devil wants to slow you, stop you, hinder you from being all you could be. And Paul and Silas are on their way to pray, and this girl full of evil spirits, she had the ability to, she was like a psychic, and she would make money for her owners. She was a slave to them, and she followed Paul and Silas, and she would say, these are servants of the Most High God. Not for a moment. She did this for day after day, and after a while, Paul turned to the spirit, didn't turn to the girl, didn't rebuke the girl, turned to the spirit and says, in the name of Jesus, be gone. And she was completely set free. She was cool, but her owners were mad because no longer could she make them money because she didn't have this evil spirit that would interpret people's lives. And so they took them to the judges, and the judges put them in jail. And so they were beaten in jail. They were bound in jail, but their heart was never bound and their heart was never beaten. And as they're in jail, in prison, the Bible says, this is a crazy scripture, and around midnight, Paul and Silas were praying and singing hymns to God. To God, and the other prisoners were listening. What name got them in the prison was the name of God, Jesus. But the name they were singing about in prison was the one, they didn't get an attitude, go, well, life sucks, life's tough. I was just on my way to pray and it's not fair. I probably would have had that attitude at times. But no, they were singing unto God. And that word God there in the Greek means theos, where you get the word theology, godology. And it means supreme judge. So the judges, little magistrates, put them in jail. And as they sang and prayed to God, God is on the throne. He is in control. Reigning over all. He is powerful. You go, they weren't singing that. Well, they'll be singing something like that. And as they're... So this is how it would be. This is the picture I get. The Bible says that Father God is seated on the throne. He's there. All powerful, all amazing, all loving. And the Bible says that Jesus is at the right hand of the Father. So the Godhead is represented there. Jesus is interceding on our behalf. He's saying, Dad, look at Maylin. Look at what she's going through. She's praising you. She's worshiping you. Go and do something on her behalf. He's interceding. And so Paul and Silas are singing unto God. He is powerful. You are powerful. So powerful. I will lift your name. And these praises go up in faith. Jesus, Dad, there's faith there. They're using our name. The name of freedom, the name of deliverance, the name of leadership, the name of peace, the name of joy, the name that brings breakthrough, the name that is above every name, that every knee will bow and every tongue shall confess that we are Lord to the glory of the Father, that I am Lord. See, on the earth, the Holy Spirit, the third part of the Trinity, is working, moving.
Holy Spirit, go do your work.
The Bible says the foundation
of the prison began to shake. Why did it begin to shake? Because they sang and they prayed unto God. They begin to use the name of God that bring breakthrough. The name, the supreme judge, comes in and he shakes that prison, opens the prison doors, opens those situations. And here's the amazing thing about how awesome God is. Not only did he open the door, but he released his love. Because here, the jailer, who had probably been involved with the beating of Paul and Silas, was about to take his own life because he's worried that all the prisoners had left. And Paul and Silas, because they were in a moment of worship, they had this love for him. It says, don't harm yourself. And they tell them the good news. The news that Jesus said, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he's called me to bring good news to the poor, to heal the brokenhearted, to set the captives free. Stop. I want to tell you about Jesus. They bring a name into a situation where there is suicide thoughts. Come on. And the whole family gets saved because they called on the name of the Lord. And then, amazing. Oh, I see your wounds. Come on, let's get some cleaning stuff. Let's get some water. Let's get some rags. Let's get some infection, the thing that helps infection, whatever it's called, disinfection. Whatever. And let's fix them. Let's minister to them. Oh yeah, and also let's get a feast on. Let's put a feast on. Let's feed them. And God turns hell into heaven. Why? Because where his name is, all hell has to shift to release heaven. Where his name is, deliverance must come. And there are people in this room right now, and you say, I need him to be my banner, my leader, my protector. I need him to be my supreme God. I need him to be my father. Release his inheritance into my life. I need him more than ever before. I want to declare his name that is above every name. And if that's you, for the next 30 seconds, would you stand to your feet and you begin to thank him for his name. Elohim, the God who's all powerful, all supreme. Jehovah Nissi, the banner over us, our deliverance, our leader, our breakthrough. Jehovah Shalom, our peace. Jehovah Jireh, our provider. Abba Father, our Father. God, Theos, Supreme God. Your name is bigger. Your name is greater. Your name is powerful. We thank you. Come on, declare the name of God over your situation. Declare the name of God over your family. Declare the name of God. We're so blessed that you joined us today. Thank you for being with us. We'd love to connect with you at church@planetshakers.com on an email or on any social media platform. Connect with us, and we want to pray for you and believing the best for you. And we'll see you next week. Don't miss out. God bless you.